Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
Ladies and gentlemen, you tuned in to a new episode of Advice from a Fuckboy. This is your favorite fuckboy, Clint Coley, a.k.a. the God's Dumb Sugar, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. the hardest working man in show business, a.k.a. Mr. Herm's son. Lou's here.
What up, everybody?
No. That was whack. No. You didn't. I said lose here, and you didn't. It wasn't a smooth transition. It was like we cut to you, and then you was like, "Oh shit, yeah, no, lady, what's up, baby? It's Lou."
I thought you was gonna give me a little more than just, "Hey, lose here."
My bad. You thought wrong, nigga. You thought you was about to get bells and whistles.
Yeah, I wanted some.
You thought we was gonna be like, bam, 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 bam.
I was like, certainly he's not gonna bring me up like, nigga, hey, like that shit.
Y'all, Louis is here, y'all.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Lou G, a.k.a. Reverend Lou, a.k.a. Lou Same Boat. What's going on, man?
Yeah. Oh, your phone not dry no more?
Nah, it ain't dry, man.
your phone not dry no more. All right. Let's talk. Before we talk, for real quick, I want to give everybody a recap. Who's on the road, did them shows. Mm-hmm. Shit was fun. Mm-hmm. The engagement in Austin, shit was fun. Let me ask you this. What was your favorite city, man?
I would say Chicago.
Of course you're going to say that.
One. All right. And then...
He's from Chicago, people. Absolutely. So let him have that.
So I got to rep the crib.
But no, Chicago was lit, though.
Chicago was definitely...
Chicago was lit. I will attest to that. Chicago was lit.
Chicago showed their ass. And then, honestly, man, for me, it's a toss-up between... I would say Houston was my...
Houston was lit, bro. Yeah,
I would say...
And it was nothing but... bad Johns in the audience left. Y'all niggas is really stupid wait a minute. I disagree. If you're not coming because of COVID reasons,
right,
I understand. But y'all live in Texas. You don't give a fuck.
Right.
We seen it.
Right.
we seen it. Like, yo, deadass. We in Dallas. The Uber driver was like, "Oh, y'all fuck with the mask? All right, let me go ahead and put this on."
He was almost upset with it.
He was mad that we was like, "Y'all fuck." He's like, "Oh, y'all fuck with the mask?" Nigga, yes. Like,
niggas want to be safe. Yeah.
He was like, "Y'all fuck with the mask." I'm like, bruh, like, yes, we absolutely fuck with the mask. But that's neither here nor there. But if you're not coming because of COVID, we understand. But if you're not coming because you don't think you gonna, yo, bro, it was. And then the best part of Houston was there was like a little bar area afterwards.
Yeah.
Niggas was getting they mingle on. I saw that.
I saw it too.
I saw that.
I witnessed it firsthand.
Yeah, it was definitely. And then when we was in Dallas, that was sad to see. It was literally like, I was like, yo, how many single women in here with the blue wristbands on?
Yeah.
It was about 30 women. Woo! Yeah.
Yeah.
I said, yo, how many single guys in here with the blue wristbands? Nigga, it was three.
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 Y'all could have came up because there was some nice ones in there.
It'd be some ones in there, man. But
there's some nice ones. Atlanta has some nice ones too.
Atlanta was different. Only because, you know, we had Ryan Davis. Like, that was a crazy ass show. Like, that was you that was like a once in a lifetime thing. Like, I ain't never been a part of nothing. Here's the thing.
That's my toss up between that and Houston.
I've been a part of shows where I've been on a show with DL. It was me. I remember one time it was me, DL, and Eddie Griffin. Right? It's a great lineup.
Yeah.
But nobody know the nigga first.
Right.
At the time. Like, nobody, you know what I mean? Like, nobody's like, oh, that's Clint. Like, nobody, right. nobody cared, right? Which right. is fine. But, like, to be able to pay $60 and you see DL and Eddie Griffin in the same night is, that's a steal.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Because that don't happen every night.
And people paid $20 that night, man, and only, and saw me. You know, nigga, that was a, like I said, that was a great show. So we ain't going to keep rambling about the show. We just going to keep letting y'all missed it. All right, if you wasn't there, you missed it. Not promoting anything right now because there's no shows, but there is a Patreon now. We didn't have a Advice from a Fuckboy Patreon. We got one now. Pretty much, it's $5 a month, y'all. I'm not one of them niggas charge $50 a month, and then we ain't got no benefits.
Right.
It's $5 a month, and you can watch the podcast. That's it. All right, I'm not posting it on YouTube. If you want to see my face, you want to see Lou's face, you got to pay $5 a month to see that shit. Well, you ain't going to be there every day. But
not
but you
every
get
day, but whenever you have me, shit.
Shit.
Okay, that's all. Bucks,
yeah, that's it, saying? Man. Yeah, just that's it, man. And then, what I'm going to do is, though, Lou, I'm going to let them see Parents.
Yeah.
If you sign up for Patreon, I got a short film / pilot that's never, nobody's seen it. You're going to be like, wow, like, where's the rest of this?
Facts.
So that's neither here nor there. All right, let's get into the topic. Let's talk. I know people don't really give a fuck about our lives like that. Do y'all? Y'all care? Yeah.
If you
care, send me a DM and just say, Clint, Tupac cares. That means you care.
Nobody else can.
Yeah.
All right.
I want to talk about breaking up. I want to talk about breaking up. I think women believe that men, when we break up, is this.
Right.
Is this.
Right.
And I'm not going to lie. It is this.
Right.
It is this. But is this, when I say this, this could mean anything.
Right.
This is dancing, as we've seen. This is the pound town move, yeah. Whatever y'all want to call it. But this could mean partying or fucking. What I'm saying is, you think is that. And when we were in our 20s, it was a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
Because we thought that was the best way to get over a situation.
Mm-hmm.
Not heal, not talk, not make a big deal about it. Just move on to the next chick and do her wrong too.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies, I'm here to tell you that that's not what goes on with grown men in breakups after they're about 28, 29. We feel the same hurt you feel, regardless if it was my fault or if it was your fault.
Facts.
All right? If it's, and most of the time, it's our fault. You know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna take the onus if it's my fault, right? Believe me, I'm not sitting around thinking like, oh, life is sweet, life is good. Like shit is tough during a breakup.
Yes.
You know, and I think women only feel like they're the only ones who go through like, oh man, I'm just getting out of a breakup. Like, yo, we hurt too. You know what I'm saying? Nas made a whole album about it.
Facts.
You know what I mean? Like, and you can sit here and act like the nigga wasn't hurt, but I was listening to the lyrics.
My nigga was in pain.
Nigga, the song Bye Baby.
Yeah.
You know, he was like, you know, can you imagine giving your deposition, divorce lawyer telling you how this thing gonna be ended,
yes.
with you coming out the ass? I'm talking half. No, I'm talking half. No, serious half. Half of your soul, half of your mind. Like, yes. Nigga, that's real. I'm not divorced, but goddamn, like.
Like, you was like, shit.
Yeah,
like, real shit. Even niggas like Future. That nigga was hurt after Sierra. That nigga put some music out, and you could tell he was feeling it. In his soul.
I don't think he's a good example.
I'm
trying to help you. I'm trying to.
I think it is a good example.
Go ahead, tell me why.
Most people wouldn't think that somebody like a Future just because of how you perceive him through his music or however,
mm-hmm.
you know, you make that contact with him. You don't mm-hmm. think that he's affected by those types of things.
No, but I'm sure he is.
But he is. So I think that just kind of goes back to your point that even though one thing may seem like one thing on the outside,
mm-hmm.
you do have people that, you know, like a Nas and like a Future, even though I know that's not like.
No, I get it. No, I get it. No. I mean, listen, Future got feelings too.
Absolutely.
Regardless of whatever he wants to, you know, enjoy love, I'm good, all that shit.
Right.
He got feelings too.
Right.
Maybe Future might grow up in a few years. We don't know.
He might.
We don't know.
Right, but that ain't none of my business.
That ain't my business. I ain't fucking Future. You know, so it don't matter to me. But but the reason why I want to bring up breakups is because I want to talk about how women really get behind each other, support each other when a breakup happens. Like, it's like, yo, we're all going to come together and not really bash, man. I'm going to give y'all a lot more credit than that. I believe that when a woman breaks up, like, yo, her friends are there. It ain't even about necessarily talking about him or whoever did anything to you. It's really about just, look, you don't have to go through this by yourself.
Absolutely.
You can call me. You can text me. You can email me. girl, I'll come over. Girl, yeah. we could both, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. We could go, we could do whatever you want to do. Yeah. You know what I mean? We could go get brunch. We could go, you know what I mean? Right. Shit, if you want me to help
candles.
You. Yeah.
What's the little collage people be making when they put the, not a life board. What's it called?
A vision board? A life board. Nigga, a vision board. Nah, that shit gonna be, that's toxic. Cause then she gonna, on the vision board, gonna be a man and a woman. And dreams and shit.
Well, that's what they be doing.
No, so my question is though, what are some things, Lou, that you would do for your mans if he's going through a breakup? Talk to me.
I think the first thing I'd do, man, is try to get him out the crib. Cause like, I feel like when you by yourself, you know, you're gonna sit in the thoughts, you're gonna sit in those emotions that you feeling, man, and it's gonna amplify that much more, man. So it's like, yo, stop what you're doing, man. I'm about to come pick you up, man. We're just going to go ride around with me for the day, man. We ain't even got to really do nothing exciting, but, man, we're going to go grab some food. We're going to go, you know, whatever we feel like doing, man, because I think, like, at least for that time period where you riding with your homie, that it allows you to take your mind off of what happened with you and your baby gal. You know what I'm saying? And I think, too, just allowing for yourself to let your homie know, like, yo, man, hey, You ain't gotta be all tough, man. You ain't gotta, you know, you ain't no suck.
There it is.
You allow yourself to tell me how you really feel. Cause 9 times out of 10, I've felt that way too at some point, you know,
right,
due to a breakup. So, man, just let your homie know that you're there. Don't clown him, you know what I'm saying, when he's in a, you know, in a bad space. Like, really be there to support him, you know what I'm saying?
So for me, man, like, I remember, so in my 20s, how a breakup would go would be my guys would they would be like, oh, you mad?
Right.
Nigga, you,
right.
You mad, nigga? Like, right. You really, you mad? Like, you know right. what I'm saying? Or like, oh, you really like her? Or damn, dog, like, why you sweating that bitch? Like, it was that when I was growing up. Like, I'm gonna be honest with you, dog. Like, when we were in our 20s, you know, or our early 20s, my homeboys, we all, and I'm not gonna say it's toxic, but this is all we know. We know that our homeboys are fucked up over a girl. And we in our 20s, we all both sitting there, or we all sitting there, and we saying to ourselves, okay, you can feel this, but bro, there's millions of hoes out here. Fuck these women. Right. And it's like, nah, that's not it.
Exactly.
That's not it. Because, you know, as much as we like to say as men that women don't give us the space to be vulnerable and blah, 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 I don't think we weren't doing that for ourselves. Oh, you know what I'm saying? So we weren't going out and being like, oh, like, you know what I mean? Like, all right, prime example, true story. Never forget this. Me and my ex broke up, right? And I never forget, like, I wanted her, because, like, she, so here's the thing. She was doing some bullshit. That's all I can say. You know what I'm saying? And the breakup was very, like, one-sided. Like, she wanted a bigger, she was, like, looking for reasons to break. Like, she just didn't want to be in a relationship no more. I didn't know how to explain it. But at the expense of my feelings. And I never forget, man, like, instead of me sitting in my hurt and blah, 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 bro, I remember forget, I got drunk and I called this bitch and, like, you know, first of all, you already know that this ain't going well. I got drunk. I called her, but.
Lucky Land Slots, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Here's the thing. I just was like, yo, I called her. Man, I called her while I you know how you think you accidentally call somebody? I was fucking somebody else. And I called her. And I wanted her to hear that girl moan. That girl stayed on the phone for like a minute.
She probably was. she stayed on the phone for like a minute. I guess she wanted to make. And I was just like, I just wanted her to know, like, yeah, like,
it could have been you.
This could have been you. That was the most immature.
Yes, 1,000%.
And so here's the thing, like, in my 20s, like, niggas, you know what we did when I told my homies that?
What?
Like, nigga, that's what the fuck I'm talking about, baby.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, that's that bitch, nigga.
Yeah, like, it's nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then, let's take, there's two things wrong with that scenario. Number one, I'm disrespecting the woman I'm with.
1,000%.
She ain't got nothing to do with this shit, dog.
Right.
She's just an innocent bystander catching stray bullets and some hurt pussy that she giving out to me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then this, and I mean, like, at the time too, I remember, like, she wasn't, like, the chick wasn't bad. Like, she wasn't nobody I really cared right. about like that. But, like, I was like, look, I need something. Right. You know what I mean?
She was just a vessel that you were using to try.
Right. But also, like, yeah. And I, and then, like, as she's moaning and we're having an intimate moment and blah, 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 blah. Like, I'm calling another chick just so I can let you know, yo, I'm fucking.
Right.
And maybe she listened for a minute. Yeah, because it wasn't on her voicemail. No, she heard it. And
she didn't say nothing. She just...
Well, no, she was saying... I know she was probably saying my name or saying, like, Clinton, or are you serious or whatever like that. But I turned the phone all the way down and put the phone so that... Like, because when you put the phone down, the microphone still works, but right. you can't hear the speaker because exactly. the speaker is...
The girl didn't hear you.
Right.
Right.
Right. Right.
Damn.
That's what the move was.
But the brush, the girl you was having sex with, she didn't hear the phone ringing?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right, shit.
No, because you turned the jaw down, so right, you can't, okay. you can't, she couldn't hear. Right. Like, you
did just say that. Okay.
So, yeah, man, it was, wow. that was not a, that wasn't, but here's the thing, right? I'm not proud of that, and I don't tell that story to be like, oh, like, that's some fun shit, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But my thing is like, we so, like, guys, when we break up, y'all so hell-bent on revenge, and you so hell-bent on getting a woman back, and you so hell-bent on, you know what I'm saying? Instead of, why not take time to feel revenge? It's okay to want to be vengeful. It's okay yeah. to want to feel like, oh, I'm gonna stunt on these bitches. Like, right. you know what I mean? Like, I'm gonna get me a cut. Right. I'm gonna go wear some new clothes. Like, you know what yeah. I mean? That's okay.
That's fine.
But like, I was doing it at another, at two other women's expenses at the end of the day. Because exactly. my thing is, I'm only trying to hurt her just as much as she hurt me.
Absolutely.
So my thing is, what are the solutions that we can start doing to help our brethren when you're going through a breakup? You know what I'm saying? That's really what it is. Like you said already, you know, like give them space to, you know, blah, 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 blah. But my thing is, everybody don't want to talk either.
And you that's know? Fine, too.
Everybody don't want to talk. And sometimes niggas don't want to see other niggas. Like, because here's the thing. Fine. When you, your mans, you don't want, I know me, man, or some, I mean, I know a lot of times a lot of guys don't want people to know, like, oh, yo, I'm hurting. I'm going through it. Like, it's fucked up over here. And my thing is that you, that's when you need your brothers the most.
Fact.
You know what I mean? So like, for me, man, like, you know, like, we talk about self-care all the time. I think that's women's favorite, you know, I get, women always ask me that, like, what's your self-care? Like, why the fuck you asking me that? Like, I hate that question. And here's why I hate that question. Because self-care to y'all, it's self-care to us is different.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, women, like, yo, women, like, why don't you treat yourself to get a massage and blah, 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 blah. Like, that's not self-care to me.
Right.
I like, that's cool. That's right. decent.
Right.
You know what self-care to me is?
What?
Nigga, this.
Right.
Yes. You know what I mean? You know what self-care to me is? Yes. Nigga, you know what I mean? Like, it's all that. It's right. it's playing video games on
video games.
And I don't even really, I'm not a gamer, but like, yo, if I'm really fucked up, I'm gonna get on the go on the PlayStation with me and my man Mo.
I gotta get down with y'all on that too, but
I be losing.
That's all right.
I be losing like shit in 2K.
That's all right.
You know, and but whatever.
Yeah, shit. I like to go on long drives.
Yeah, nigga, that's all. Yeah,
up and down PCH.
Yeah, man. Like that's what I'm saying. Like yo, so like you. But here's the thing. Like too, like when you got your brothers around too, it's not about it taking your mind off of it. It's more so like, okay, all right, she broke you. You broke up,
mm-hmm.
or it's over. It may be over right now. We don't know. It may not be over now. Maybe we don't know.
Right.
We don't know. But what we do know is you ain't ready. One, you ain't ready to be out here.
Right.
Number two, you're not ready to be out here. And number two, you have to really sit down and say to yourself, like, okay, I'm done. I'm feeling bad. All right, but what can I do next time to make sure that stuff like this doesn't happen?
Mm-hmm.
And look at yourself and see, like, yo, what did you do? Like, not really what did you do wrong, but where could you have done better in this relationship? You know what I mean? And our homeboys, we have to start helping our friends realize that. You know what I'm saying? It's like Clint, like, yo, Clint, man, yeah, 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 she did this. But Clint, don't forget about your shit, nigga.
Right, yeah. Yeah, you got to keep the homie honest.
Yeah, you know I mean? Like, bro, you talking all this, oh, she. Bro, I mean, I wasn't in your relationship, but I'm with you.
Right, yeah.
I know you.
Yes.
I see you.
Yeah, like, nigga, I know you don't communicate, nigga.
You don't communicate with me.
Right.
You know what I mean? If she's saying you don't communicate,
Yeah.
But she giving you pussy.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm team your ex.
I'm team your ex.
Because you don't communicate, nigga. I already know that you definitely fucked up in that department.
That nigga said, I'm team your ex. That's real, though.
Real talk, and we gotta be able to be honest with the homies, and we got it. Like you said, you gotta call your mans out. Like, hey, man, like, you really need to look at yourself.
But we have to know when to do it too.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So, like, at the end of the day, like, you know, I'm not. Look, bro, I ain't gonna beat up on you. I ain't gonna call you ain't shit. I ain't gonna. You already down.
Right.
But I'm also not about to sit here and let you act like A, the world is over,
mm-hmm.
and B, act like you're like. And act like you play no part in this.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because now, let's go to the flip side with that story I told, right?
Mm-hmm.
So with that story I told, there was, you know, I told my friends what I did. And most of my friends at the time was like, oh, yeah, yo, except one. And he's still my friend to this day. He was like, yo, Clint, that was some lame-ass shit. And mind you, we like 21, 22 at the time. He was like, yo, I ain't gonna lie, Clint, that was some lame ass shit.
It was.
He said, what did you get out of that? And I was like, man, fuck these bitches. Like that's. And he was like, do you feel better? Like, really? I know you telling yourself, fuck these bitches. But Clint, do you look at you? You don't even look like fuck these bitches.
You look like these bitches fucked you.
Yeah, you don't look like fuck these bitches. Like, you know what I mean? That's not you, my guy.
Right.
You know what I mean? That may be, and that's okay. That may be you in that time. And I'm not acting like my friend had this kind of wisdom when we were 22. He didn't.
Right.
But what he did say was he thought that shit was lame.
Right.
He thought it was lame. He was like, yo, man, I just know, like, he's like, yo, he literally said, yo, that ain't no man shit.
I agree.
He was right.
Yeah.
He was right. But in the moment, like, I just wanted her to feel some type of you know what I'm saying? And it's like, we can't quantify somebody else's hurt. You know what I mean? Just because they broke up with you or just because they messed up doesn't mean that they're not hurt. Doesn't mean they don't care. Unless a chick tells you straight up, yo, I don't give a fuck about your feelings.
Exactly.
Then I should have dipped. That girl didn't do that to me.
Right.
She was playing games and she was being immature and she was fucking up, but she didn't do that.
Right.
And I didn't, and my thing was that was just me trying to be a, you know, one up. But it also took my homeboy at the time, because here's the thing. That behavior continues if it goes unchecked.
1,000%, because you think it's right.
Right. So here's the thing. If your homeboy, like, think about it like this. I got homeboys that were that age that still condone that behavior today.
Mm.
And we're not friends. Not to say that I don't fuck with these niggas. Like, I'm not, we ain't friends. We don't hang.
Yeah.
We don't talk every day. It's on some, yo, you need something? I got you. And even then, depending on what it is, I might not got you.
I got you.
You know what I mean? But it's like, yo, because you're my friends, I've known you for a long time. But the one guy who held me accountable, he's still in my life today.
1,000%.
And the reason why he's in my life today, because at the end of the day, he told me something at a time that I didn't want to hear. I wanted to hear, fuck these bitches.
Right.
And he let me have that, but also said, yeah, dog, that was corny.
Yeah, and he said that out of love.
Like, he said it out of love.
It's out of love, man.
That's my respect. He's like, yo, you may not agree that was corny. You may, and at the time, and I'm going to be honest, I didn't agree with him.
Of course not.
I didn't care.
Of course not.
As I look back now, yeah, that shit was lame. You know what I'm saying? And I think I want women to understand. I want guys to really, like, I'm gonna start with guys, and then we come back on the other side. I'm gonna talk about, you know, women, like, chill with the we don't care. Like, chill with that.
Right.
You know what I mean? But back to men, fellas, help your mans in the breakup. Help your mans.
Yes.
Grab him, like, help your mans.
Help him, man.
Help him out, man.
Like, he may not say it at that moment in time when you're doing it, but there will come a point in time where he'll appreciate the
fact right.
that you did that. Like, I got a close friend that's been going through a divorce. And, you know, to the point that you made earlier, Clint, like, he's the type of cat where it's like, yo, I don't want to see nobody. I don't want to talk to nobody. So mm-hmm. there'll be times where I may not talk to him for months. But I would call him or FaceTime him, you know, maybe once a week or once every other week, just let him know I'm thinking about him.
Yeah.
And I would see him, and he'd be like, hey, man, like, I know we ain't talked, but I saw that you was hitting.
Right, right, right.
I really appreciate that.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
So I think things like that go a long way.
Facts.
You know?
Totally agree. Totally agree. Normally, you know, when I say we on the other side, you know, I got some shit I'm a plug in the middle of the podcast.
Yeah.
I ain't got nothing. Except the Patreon.
Surprise.
$5 a month. Five. The link is in the description of this episode. So, yeah, man, if y'all want to watch, if y'all really fuck with the podcast, you just want to watch and support, you know, $5 a month, join the Patreon. Let's see what happens. We'll see how many people join.
Yeah.
We'll see.
We see who's really real.
We'll see. We'll see. $5. You know what I'm saying? We'll see. What's that a year? $60 a year? Mm-hmm. I shouldn't have said yep. that because then niggas is like $60.
I mean, it ain't all at one time.
It ain't all at one time.
It's five a month.
Five, yeah. And I'm gonna just put them drawings up, man. We, you know, put the videos up. And then, yeah, like if you subscribe now, the you know, for this is probably for the first, I guess, 200 subscribers, I think it is. My that parents drawing because you in it. You know what I'm saying?
In it, y'all.
And that parents drawing gonna be up there. So, I'm excited. All right, let's keep going. So we talking about breaking up, and we talking about being there for our homies, you know, and also giving them space to be, you know, like for shit to happen and not clowning them and stuff like that. I won't go a step further though, man. Like I know you checking on your mans and stuff like that, but like women ask shit to their girlfriends like, "Yo, did you eat?" You know what I mean?
Right, right.
Like, are we dropping food off to our niggas? Are we dropping, you know, like, no, for real though. Like, I mean, I'm doing two podcasts today. My homegirl, she here, she gonna be on another episode.
Yeah.
I'm just putting a timestamp on it. But she looking like nigga food. Like,
yeah, I was about to say, hey, if I go through a breakup, don't bring me no fucking food.
Nigga, what?
You can hit me, but you ain't gotta bring me no
food. Nigga, I bring my man some food, dog. I was on a podcast. Earlier we was like, remember we were talking about like bringing the nigga some soup if you sick. Like, nah, but like, no, if your man is going through it, he probably not eating.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods. Local flavors.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's facts.
He's probably not eating.
I went through that.
He's probably, yeah, dog, he's probably not eating, dog. You got to make sure your man's eat. Then again, maybe that's for his female friends.
I'm going to say, we don't know. That's
you can talk louder. You can talk, yeah.
That's where you're getting these facial expressions from me. Because my eyes are being.
Well, we're.
Like, I feel like I'm like kind of like a fly on the wall right now.
You're like.
I have no idea. I even as a gay woman, I feel like if a guy is breaking up, this is it.
Nah, I mean, it is. It was.
Yeah, it is, but that's just the cover.
Niggas don't be eating. Yeah, niggas be listening to music. Like, it's bad, dog. Like, motherfuckers won't shower, dog. Like, yo.
It was nice. I would just.
You can always tell when a man is going through some women issues, dog.
Facts.
It ain't fun, bro.
Nah, it ain't.
You know what I mean? You ain't gonna hear from him. Yeah, I got caught up with a shorty, man. And, bro, it's okay if she wasn't even your girlfriend.
Right.
That's another thing. A lot of motherfuckers be embarrassed. A lot of women that be breaking your heart don't even be your girlfriend.
Don't even be your girlfriend, man.
You know what I mean? They be just ran like, yo, bro, I told you. I remember, yo, man, I don't know if you remember. This was, I think it was it 2017, I think it was?
Mm-hmm.
When I wrote Scratch?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wrote a whole pilot. It wasn't even a breakup. It was just, I was salty.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to be with her. She didn't want to be with me. I was salty.
Yeah.
Like, I sat in my mom's basement for, like, 3 weeks.
I remember that.
I sat in my mom's basement for like, I ain't go nowhere. I came out a whole different man. I had lint in my beard. And then what's worse is, so like my beard connects, right?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Shout out to the men, you know what I mean? My beard connects. Yeah. But see, your beard, when it grows, it still grows in a healthy fashion. When my beard grows to a certain length, I start looking like Anthony Hamilton's beard and it curls up.
Okay.
So now it's not a...
Charlene.
It's not, now it's not flowing. You know what I mean? It's not flowing. So now, I look like that.
Yeah.
You know, hair all out of whack. I wasn't brushing my teeth.
Right.
I didn't care.
Right.
And
it be like that sometimes, man. Like, you just can't find the energy to go and do regular shit that you would normally do, such as brush your teeth.
Right.
Brush your hair.
Right.
Like, put lotion on.
Listen, man, fellas, that's one thing I do encourage. If you're going through a breakup, get a haircut. It'll make you feel better. Get a haircut. For real, get a haircut. And it's not even you trying to get a haircut for new bitches.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you trying to get a haircut because you just need to feel good about
you. That's self-care. That's your massage.
Yeah, dog. Like, Jamise be having me looking right.
Right. Right.
Looking right.
Right.
Looking right. And again, it ain't about nobody. It's just like, I feel good. All right. You know what I mean? Like, you brush your hair, my nigga.
Brush your hair.
Get some waves while
get
you...
Waves back.
Get some waves or something, dog.
Get waves back.
Come on, dog. Okay, yeah.
Next.
And then when you going through a breakup, talk to your barber, right? The niggas, if you in the shop and you hear niggas going through a breakup, tell the nigga he look good. I'm like, look, bro, you look good today, man. You look good. You not feeling that, are you?
Yeah, I ain't gonna say you look good. I might say, man, you looking sharp, bro.
man, fuck that. Hey, bro, you look good, dog.
Good.
You're handsome, bro.
Handsome is acceptable. Handsome.
You're sexy. I don't give a shit.
Right,
you're sexy. You're fucking sexy, bro. You're sexy, my guy. You look in the mirror and say, listen, I want you, nigga, you go through a breakup, I want you to get a haircut. I want you to be on some cool running shit.
But it's
I see pride.
Bro. Yeah.
I see power. Mm-hmm. I see a badass motherfucker. Yeah.
But it's good for you to get a haircut so you can look at yourself and see the best version of yourself.
Ooh, yeah. At least on the exterior.
At least on the exterior.
Right.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
So let's talk about women when it comes to breakups, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying this more so, ladies, not... I don't tell you how to handle breakups because we're not the same.
No.
You know what I'm saying? But I want to unpack, Lou, why do you think women don't think we care? Now, I know we have a woman in the building. You don't have a mic, so it's like, all right, we want your opinion, but we ain't going to hear you. But let me ask you this, Lou. Why do you think women believe that we don't care?
I mean, shit, we've given some pretty good examples.
We give some.
The fact that, because you're not the only one in the world that did that, that's caught a woman and had another, fucking another woman.
Or letting another woman see that.
Letting another woman see that on purpose. Mm-hmm. Or just the fact that we don't express to them.
How much we upset?
How much we're upset? We just like, all right, well, fuck you then, bitch, or whatever your response is, and then all right, I'm gonna be back on my bullshit. While she doesn't know that you back on your bullshit to help hide your pain, she's like, oh, well, he didn't really care about me in the first place. And so I think that's what kind of brings them to the point where they at.
And also, I think, guys, we want women to see that we're not hurt.
Course.
I think that we actually go out of our way. To show women that we're not hurt.
Yes.
And ladies, I totally agree with that. And let me tell you this, though. All right.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. Everybody needs some variety in life. That's what I love about Chumba Casino. They know how to keep things fresh and exciting. All their games are free to play, like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire. You can claim free daily login bonuses, too. And they release new games every week. So spice things up with ChumbaCasino.com now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
In our 20s, we overtly wanted you to know, yo, fuck you. because at the end of the day, you know, you hurt our feelings, and it is what it is, and we're not going to allow you to hurt us ever again.
Right.
And that's not the formula.
Right.
And ladies, I also want you to understand that unfortunately that's immaturity on our part.
Right.
Because ladies, I want you to know we do care. I want you to know that we are thinking about you. I want you to know that we do regret some of the decisions that we made that could have made our situation right here. I want you to understand that our homies in our 30s are holding us accountable and not sitting there playing the whole like, oh, like, you nigga, we not doing that. We're not doing that. I'm letting you know what grown men are doing. And fellas, if you're not doing this, I hope you get the fuck on board.
Please.
Hey, please.
I just thought about something, man. Like, we talk about, you know, why women, you know, feel that men aren't hurt by breakups. But women see it, but they normally see it later on down the timeline. And what I mean by that is, if you think about it, guy and a girl break up or whomever, a couple breaks up, and, you know, guys are like, you know what? Man, fuck this shit. Fuck this bitch. I'm out here on these hoes. They doing their thing.
Mm-hmm.
They moving around with their new chick or whatever. Meanwhile, for the next couple months, you know, they ex might be by themselves. They ain't heard about being with nobody. They ain't been seen with nobody.
Mm-hmm.
You been doing your thing. Let a few months come by and your ex come through with a new dude.
Nigga.
And then you thought you was over her, and then you see her with the new dude. You're like, oh, mother.
No, it's not. It don't even necessarily have to be a new dude. I never forget one time. Bro, I remember one time my ex popped up with a picture. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah. And like, I'm talking like she was, I was like, and then all the niggas was on her.
Yep.
All the niggas was on her. Like, all of them. Like, I'm seeing comments from left and right.
Yeah.
I'm gonna keep it a buck. I seen a comment from one of our friends with the hard eye emoji.
Oh, no.
Yeah. One of our friends.
Our friends?
Yes, sir. Never. I won't forget it. I won't forget that. I'm gonna say who it is.
Is it still our friend?
Yep. Well, we not him and I are friends, but like, we cool.
Okay.
We cool. But like, I make it clear. Like, well, not clear, but like, I'm cool, but like, I keep him at a
distance.
Yeah, we good though.
Yeah.
We good. Okay. But I saw that and never addressed it.
Damn.
But that's, but nigga, I was fucked up.
Right, yeah. I was
fucked up. I'm like, God damn.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? Like, and I'm talking about everybody. And so I say all that to say, when a woman finds, the real hurt sets in, fellas. Because here's the thing, women, we know she's going through it. Right? So while we're pretending like we not going through it, right? We know she's really going through it and hope that she's like looking at us the same way we about to look at her in a few months. Because here's what they do. Women get their life together.
Women get their life together.
Women, they go through a breakup, they'll cut their hair, some shit, but nigga, it's
start working out.
New job.
New job, new money.
Something.
New car.
Something. Now look at you.
Man, I remember I thought I was over one of my exes, man. I was in Indianapolis, man, at the Black Expo.
This nigga said I was in Indianapolis at the Black Expo.
Black Expo, fam, me and my homies, and my ex was there too. And she just came out of nowhere and came out around the corner looking good. And I was like, hey, what's up? And nigga, when I tell you she had blinders on, didn't acknowledge me, none of that. And all the homies was like, ooh. Like, they just made me feel so bad. But yeah, I thought I was over her, but I saw her in that moment. I was like, damn, she looked good. And she would not acknowledge me for anything at all.
You fucked up?
I did fuck up. She was mad at me because why?
She was with another nigga and she didn't even say
she was by herself.
Oh, that's even worse.
Yeah, I'm like, damn.
Hey, Jen.
Yeah.
I don't, who?
Right, yeah.
And this ain't Jen no more, nigga.
Right.
This is, first of all, my name is Mrs. or my name is Miss.
Right.
It's Miss Williams to you, nigga.
Dang, damn.
Yeah.
Shit.
That's how I be.
Damn. All right. Shit.
She didn't acknowledge you.
She ain't even acknowledge me, fam.
Like, what did you do when, like, what do you do when somebody says hi, like, to your face?
Right.
Like, how far were you from her?
About our distance.
You was right here.
She heard me. She had to have heard me. And
no, nigga, if we right here,
heard me. You saw me. You saw my boys. You know my boys.
What's up, Jennifer? Like, let's role play. Tell me, let's role play and let's act how it was, all right? So, I'm going to be you. And you're just going to be, I mean, we don't know a Jennifer. I mean, I know Jennifer's, but... All right, ready?
So I'm my egg.
You're gin. And then I'm all right. So we going all right. So here we go. I'm walking in. We at the expo in Indianapolis.
We at the expo. So let me give you more context. Where we outside.
Okay.
For anybody that's ever been to the Black Expo or been familiar with downtown Indianapolis, there was a steak.
First of all, Indianapolis. Shout out to my boy AG.
Shout out to NapTown.
Shout out to AG.
Shout out to AG. But there was a steak. I don't even know if it's still there, but it was a Steak and Shake downtown.
Steak and Shake, nigga. Yeah, First of all, that shit probably still there.
It's probably still there, but that's where everybody would kind of like be around. Whether you was inside or just out on that block, that's kind of where one of the areas downtown where everybody would be at whenever like Circle City Classic or like the Black Expo would be going on. Everybody would kind of be through there, whether you're on foot or riding by in your car or whatever. So we were standing out on that corner and we was talking. She comes around the corner. And I'm like, hey, her name's Lindsay. I was like, hey, Lindsay, hey, what's up? Hey, what's up, Lindsay? And she was just blinders, just just walking by. And
so you know what that means? That means she seen you before you saw her, and she was making it in her mind, I'm not going to acknowledge this nigga. She was.
And she did a great fucking
good job, Lindsay. Good job.
Yeah.
Fuck out of here. Would you ignore my man Lou next time?
Exactly.
Get that nigga some cheeks.
She denied it. I saw.
She is like,
I saw a couple years later. She's like, oh, I'm not. I didn't see you. I didn't like,
I didn't see you. Bitch, you saw me.
You definitely.
I've been seen.
Definitely.
I know how I feel. I've been seen. You seen me.
Yeah.
You seen me. You definitely see me. Yeah, man. Breakups is tough on both parts, man. I want women to know that, man. Like, that shit is not easy, dog.
It ain't.
Like, the only reason why I'm talking about this, too, man, because my man, he was telling me he was going through a breakup. And, not my man, but a guy is, you know, I call y'all my mans. You know, niggas who be, you know, reaching out to me on Instagram and, you know, you're my man, yeah. Dog. But he reached out to me, he's like, yo, man, I'm sick. I don't know what to do. And I'm like, where are your homies at? Where your mans in them at? Who's your guys?
That part.
That's what you need. Who's your guy? Because here's the thing, your girls, now, real quick. Ladies who are friends of males who are going through a breakup, if you're not giving no pussy, shut up. No, I'm joking. I gotta be me. I gotta be me.
I'm gonna be me.
Yeah. Women were like, wait, Clay, that was what you said.
Bro, I was listening to you said that shit.
No. All jokes aside, I know you want to be there for them as far as, like, you know what I'm saying? But at this moment, because here's the thing, a lot of times women, they don't feel bad for you. They want, the first question, my women friend, what did you do?
Exactly.
What did you do?
What did you do?
What did you do? What did you do? And it's like, yo, like why are you, because we know you, Clinton.
Like, wow.
Like, damn, yo, like, I'm fucked up.
Right.
You need your mans, yo.
You definitely need them.
You need your mans. Because here's the thing, man, when you go through a breakup, man, we got to go, that means it's time to huddle up.
It's definitely time to huddle.
That means it's time to huddle. Like, we need a new play.
Yeah.
We need to call some new plays, my guy. Mm. We need to go back to the drawing board and fix what's going on. And part of it is you. Like you said, you don't communicate, my guy. You out here doing this, and this.
Yeah.
You be deflecting every time she wanna tell you something about yourself. You always wanna argue.
Yep.
It's you.
And you're going to have to learn and know and be okay with that and know how to go back in and fix yourself so you can be ready for the next relationship.
Right. That's it. Or if you want her back, we can help you. Your mans can help you. They can help you get your girl back. They can help you get your girls back. The problem is, don't have us waste our time.
Facts.
If you don't want her back, let her fucking go.
Yes.
Don't tell me you want her back because you're hurt.
Right.
Come back to me in maybe 3 weeks and be like, nah, Clint, I want her back. I want her back. And I'm willing to do whatever it takes. Are you sure? Are you positive? No, for real. Because a lot of niggas be wanting to get back in their women and they ask live and it's like, yo, you want to do the same old thing. What's the song by Rihanna? Doom, 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 doom. Yeah, that joint. Hold on. I think I got it. Wait a minute. Is this same old mistakes?
Damn.
Man, that shit, yeah. Yeah. First of all, when is, can Rihanna, can she drop some music? She ain't dropped no music. She don't even sing no more.
Oh, what? 2016 was the last album.
She said she's not interested. This was a bop, man.
I always get her song confused. There's a band called Tame Impala. The same. They got a joint on the same beat.
Yeah, man. This was a. Yeah, dog. Don't be out here making the same old mistakes.
Same old mistakes.
Doing the same shit. That includes myself.
Cause like
that includes myself.
Some, I love the point that you say, like, yo, take a beat before you really try to go to your mans and be like, yo, I need your help in getting it back. Because some dudes, like, they'll lose something and be like, I don't want nobody else to have a sock.
Yeah, man. And that's really, I had to learn that, dog. Like, I'm going to be transparent, man. Like, I've always tried to get women back for the simple fact I just didn't want you to move on, right, or I didn't want you to be happy without me.
Right.
You fellas, that is the exact reason why she doesn't need to be with you.
Exactly.
Because you're selfish. If you want her back, you have to make a commitment. And again, I am no exception to this. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm going through it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if I want to be with somebody, I have to do the necessary things to make sure that I correct the behavior that I've been doing that is not okay.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? And make sure that I'm not doing this because I want to waste her time or because I don't want her to be with nobody else. Exactly. Or you cannot want her to be with somebody else because you know you're her person. But let's go a step further, my guy. You don't want her to be with somebody else is because you feel like you failed.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Mm. You feel like you failed. You feel like you messed up, and it's like you want to make it right. And it's like yo, you can't.
You can't, yo.
You lost. And it's okay. You got to hold that L.
Take your L.
Sometimes you got to hold that L.
Take your L.
Hold it.
Sit in the corner and hold on to it.
But there's space for you not to take the L if you really don't want to.
True.
And but my thing is, make up in your mind you're going to be a better man if you decide that you're going to step back in the ring. And as your mans, we here to help you.
Right. Right. Absolutely.
What do we learn today, Lou?
Shit.
That was a tired ass response. And I don't mean that like tired as in like you tired, like you like mentally like, nigga, I had a long day. Shit, I ain't learned.
Shit. Oh, man. I just think, man, like I think you gave me a good perspective when you said, like, man, sometimes people don't want to talk.
And, man.
You know, I brought up the example of my homie that is going through the divorce. At first, I'm hitting him up like every day, like, yo, talk to me. And, like, you know, I wasn't thinking from his side where it's like, yo, like.
Talking about it make you more mad sometimes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, think about it. Like, I talk, like, oh. Like, because now it'll start making you realize, and then she.
Right.
And then we all, and then we was, and then, but we was going.
And on top of that, I'm also not thinking about the other folks that's hitting him up like, hey, talk to me.
Everybody, yeah.
And so it's like, God damn it, I don't want to talk no more. You know what I'm saying? I've done enough talking, or I don't want to talk to you. So,
yeah.
Or just at all. So, you know, I just think for me, man, it's just whenever I encounter that situation again, it's just, you know, just be mindful of, you know, like, hey, even though I want to express to let this person know that I'm here for them, that I can also be there for them silently as well.
Facts. Yeah, so. Facts. And what I learned is, man, I'm going to buy my homie some food, man. I'm going to ask my man, did you eat? I'm going to get him something to eat, man. I'm going to get you some Popeyes, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to get you a smoothie.
If I go through that, give me a smoothie. Don't give me no Popeyes, man. Because Popeyes, I like their chicken, but it be so greasy, it makes me nauseous.
Oh, no, for me, I need some junk food, nigga, when I'm going through it. I get fat. I want to eat everything.
Yeah,
give me some catfish, some shrimp,
yeah,
spaghetti.
Okay.
Yeah. Give me all that, you know what I mean?
All of that, yo.
My edible kicked in. I'm high now. Yeah, dog, $5, y'all, for the Patreon.
Five, yo.
Five, that nickel, man. Just watch the episode, man. All right?
Subscribe.
That's it. No more YouTube. No more YouTube. Just Patreon. I'll let you know when we back on the road. We gonna have some dates for Valentine's Day. Ben Simmons is working on that.
Okay.
I call my agent Ben Simmons, by the way, y'all. Because he assists. Because his name is Ben. His real name is Ben.
Yeah,
but his name is not Ben Simmons. It's Ben S. But right. I call him Ben Simmons.
I'm following. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Yeah, it's my man Ben, man. Shout out to Ben, man.
Shout out to Ben.
Ben. No.
All right.
That nigga believe in me, man. He not a nigga.
He better shit.
Yeah, right. I'm over here giving him props. He said he better.
Yeah, he an agent.
Yeah.
Yeah, he better believe in you, shit.
Yeah, Ben, my man, dog.
Shout out to Ben's shit. Believe in me too, shit. Why you believing in people, shit?
Yo, it's crazy though, right? When I was opening for DL, right, I was. You know, I knew his agent knew who I was and blah, blah, blah. Like, he had to, because, like, Ben knows who you are. Because they always ask me, like, yo, do you want support? Blah, 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 blah. Then who's the support? Blah, 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 blah. So I'm pretty sure and I remember I would always be around the agent, like, ooh, pick me.
Right, right.
And they didn't give a fuck about what I was doing.
Right.
He was just like, yo, you don't sell tickets yet.
Right.
On some, like, it's the truth, though.
Right.
So I do now.
All right, well, Ben, when I start selling tickets.
No, I'm just saying, DL's agent, you missed out, dickhead. I said
call
it.
You a dickhead.
Oh, yeah, let me, I'm going to take that out. My bad, I'm from Philly, dickhead.
Yeah.
I'm not taking that out. I'm going to just, can I bleep it out?
You can.
No, they not.
I just want him to know that I ain't saying.
No, but DL switched agents, though. I'm not saying which agent.
Oh, okay.
It's been over the years.
I got it.
I will say, because he was at ICM at the time. DL's not at ICM anymore.
Shout out to DL, by the way.
No, fuck him, too.
I ain't say that. I said, what's up?
No, man, that's my guy, man. All right, y'all. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for laughing.
Yeah.
This podcast is over. Peace. Subscribe to the Patreon. The link is in the details. All right, bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway, fresh foods, local flavors.